Dear friends, when you think about how to welcome someone into your family, families have all sorts of ways of doing that. Some of them are more silly, some of them are more serious. When you join a family in the Christian church, the way that people are welcomed into God's family is through the sacrament of holy baptism. And so really what's happening here today is that little Emery is becoming a child of God, a daughter of the Lord. And that means she's a brother and sister to each one of us. We have this special unit of family here at Peace and in the church worldwide. It's not just at Peace, but in the church worldwide. This baptism and family that Emery is being brought into spans the globe. And so just an awesome moment for us to consider God's gift in holy baptism. Where does baptism come from? It comes from Jesus. Matthew chapter 28, right from his lips. No one invented it, Jesus said. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A couple more promises about baptism to remember. Mark 16:16 says this, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. 1 Peter says this, baptism now saves you. Right from God's word, from the scriptures, this is the promise given to Emery. And in baptism, it is our hope, of course, that throughout her life, she will, with her lips, express her belief in Jesus as her Lord and Savior, not just once, but throughout her life, that he is the one guiding her in her life. So as we begin here this morning, I'm going to mark Emery with the sign of the cross, both upon her forehead and upon her heart, to mark her as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And for Emery's baptism and her journey in faith, Miguel and Audrey, the parents of Emery, have chosen two sponsors, Clark Calesto and Kelsey Pierce. And we're very thankful for the role that they serve. They said that they will sign their life away and be the, you know, the whole, all the details and everything. As a godparent, that's not what you do. What you're doing is actually more important than that. It's to nurture them in the Christian faith, to think of little Emery in your prayers, in little conversations, just saying, hey, have you thought about God in your life today? Hey, you're going through a season that's really important to consider the faith and how that can guide you in this moment. And so that's the role that you play. You don't have to be He-Man or She-Ra. It's just simply guiding her, nurturing her in her walk and journey of faith. If that's something you're willing to do, then say this, yes, with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
Excellent. And now some words, actually some questions for the parents, but I'm going to open up to everyone here in the Lutheran Church in baptism. We ask maybe basically four questions. And these questions are based on the Apostles' Creed. So in today's worship service, we're not going to do the creed. It's just kind of a simple talking through from pastor to congregation. The creed is broken up into three parts, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The first question that I'll have for everyone is this. Before we get to the creed questions, do you renounce the devil, all his ways, and all his works? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
And now that question about the name that Emery's going to be baptized into, this family of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you believe in the Father, the Almighty, who gave life to Emery, who gives us all those good things that we need to sustain this body and life? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus? Jesus was the Son of God. He came, was born by the Virgin Mary. He suffered, died, went to the cross. He died, then he rose from the tomb and lives forever. And he is the Redeemer, the Savior for Emery's life, who's paid the price for her sins and opened up the way to eternal life. If you believe in Jesus, then please say yes.
Yes.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is coming at this moment into Emery's life. The Holy Spirit's role is to keep and sanctify and guide Emery through her life. If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
Excellent.